Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Cheltimer, my co-host Felicity Sidnell-Reed, and our guest this week, Andrea Tori Balsara. Each week at this time, we visit with a local author. We get an introduction to their work and perhaps a glimpse into their lives. We ask them how they write and what prompts them to write, and for tales behind the stories. And we give them an opportunity to read from their work. This week, we're very pleased to have author and illustrator Andrea Tori Balsara visiting us today for a second visit. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Andrea is a children's author and illustrator. She always dreamed of being an illustrator, but her first published book was one that she wrote. She published many books for the educational market, including the novels The Present for young adults and Parker Shanahan, Survivor Against All Odds for middle grade readers. After several years of writing, the opportunity finally arose to illustrate her own book, Greenbeard the Pirate Pig. Andrea is also the illustrator for the picture book series Happy the Pocket Mouse, written by Philip Broy. Recently, Andrea's YA novel, The Great and the Small, was chosen for the list of the Best Books for Kids 2018, put out by the CCBC, and now has also won a Moonbeam Award. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So, Andrea, have you always wanted to write for children? And if so, why?
Actually, no. When I was growing up, I have a vivid memory, I think I was around six, of holding a picture book, and the illustrations were so beautiful. I held this book, and I remember thinking, oh, if I could just do these beautiful pictures when I was a grown-up. And so my dream was always to be an illustrator, and it wasn't until my sister, Michelle Tori, who is also an author, she'd written a picture book manuscript, and I had begged her, you know, please write something for me to illustrate. And, you know, of course the book didn't get published because we were too new at it, but eventually, after me hounding her for a while for another manuscript, she finally just said, look, you need to write your own. So, you know, having no clue how to write a story, I just kind of like, you know, I took a course and this and that, and eventually I realized I loved writing too. So it was just kind of a happy accident that I became a writer. I was not ever thinking of this growing up.
Oh, that's lovely. Now, you've written and illustrated a very successful series of picture books, your own, Greenbeard and the Pirate Pig, and now you have a new picture book out. So tell us about that. Like, what is it called and what is it about?
My most recent picture book is called The Nightingale Song, and it's a story based on a dream that I actually had. But the story is about a child who throughout one night keeps dreaming over and over again that they have a different skin color, that they're different ethnicities all through the night. And eventually what this child comes to realize is that they are the same inside. It's only their skin color that has changed, but everything else, their hopes, their dreams, everything is identical.
Mm-hmm. A good message for today's world.
I think so.
And where did you get that idea?
Well, as I mentioned, around 25 years ago, I had this dream. I had just become a Baha'i, and one of the key tenets of the Baha'i faith is the idea of unity in diversity. So the idea that we don't have to all be the same, we don't have to look alike, to be part of a greater whole, to be part of a unified body of humanity, really. And so I was just learning about this message, and I guess I must have been really overwhelmed with its beauty, because around that same time, I remember having this dream, and I woke up in this dream, and I had dark skin. Now, in, you know, my life, I have light skin, I'm a Caucasian woman, and I had never realized that I had identified myself as that until I had this dream when I honestly could not remember what skin color I had, what my ethnicity was. And all I knew was that I was still the same person, even as I looked down at my skin in my dream and I had brown, deep brown skin. Hmm. And it inspired this idea in me, and it ended up being this book.
Yeah. So what do you hope that children will take away from this book?
my hope is that every child, and by the way, this book is not just for Baha'i children. This book is for children of any faith or children who aren't raised in a faith. And in fact, I've presented this in public schools. What happened when I was at a public school and I was presenting this book was, you know, I'm presenting the book, and all of a sudden, the children in the audience that were watching began to say the refrain with me.
Oh.
And it was such an amazing feeling. I got tingles down my spine, and I swear there was joy in that room. And if you remember public school, there it's not usually a joyful place. It wasn't for me. But at this moment, it was like the children were shining. And what my hope is that every child, regardless of their religion, their race, the color of their skin, their ethnicity, their background, wherever they're from, they see themselves as beautiful, and that they see themselves as precious, that if they don't conform to whatever society has said is beautiful, which is a very narrow focus of beauty, that they can see beyond that and see the true beauty that they have, and that their classmates have, that their friends have, that other people have. That's my hope.
Oh, lovely. Oh, tell us a little bit about the artwork itself.
Well, the artwork, like I don't think I mentioned this, but I began this story literally 25 years ago. And because I was
dream.
Yeah, when I first was trying to figure out how do you write a story. So, I mean, it's taken me this long to kind of go back to the old first draft. And at that time, I'd also done soft pastel portraits of the children in the book using traditional media. And over the years, I've since changed to digital, and so had to finish the illustrations digitally, matching up with the old illustrations. And that was a long and painful process to try to match up those two. But the one thing I did notice, regardless whether I was using soft pastels or digital media, was that the color palette was the same for all of the children. And the only difference was in the relation of the colors to each other, so how much of one color versus how much of another color. And it drove home to me the message that we are one, that the artificial boundaries that people put in place, you know, an us against them idea, you know, you look different from me, therefore, you know, you are not good. They're artificial. That palette was the same color, had the same colors for every child. And it just, you know, it underlined the message, humanity is one.
Cool. Well, will you read to us?
Absolutely. So I think the book is short enough I can read the whole thing.
Excellent.
The Nightingale's Song. Last night I had a dream that my skin was brown, like mahogany. My outside had changed, but my inside was me. And a nightingale sang from the nearby tree. The dream slipped back to where it came, but in the moonlit night I lay awake. I wondered what this dream could mean. I had looked so different, but felt the same. Then the nightingale from the outside tree began to sing so softly sweet. Brothers and sisters, we shall be stars of one sky, leaves of one tree. Last night I had a dream that my skin was red like earthen clay. My outside had changed, but my inside was me. And a nightingale sang from the nearby tree. My heartbeat hadn't changed its time. My hopes, my dreams, my heart were mine. I was still me. I was still the same. Only the color of my skin had changed. Then the nightingale from the outside tree began to sing so softly sweet. brothers and sisters, we shall be. Stars of one sky, leaves of one tree. Last night I had a dream that my skin was white like a snow-capped peak. My outside had changed, but my inside was me, and a nightingale sang from the nearby tree. I thought of the new boy in my class, who looks different from the rest of us. Someone called him names and made him cry. It's only now I wonder why. Then the nightingale from the outside tree began to sing so softly sweet. Brothers and sisters, we shall be stars of one sky, leaves of one tree. Last night I had a dream that my skin was tan like a sesame seed. My outside had changed, but my inside was me. And a nightingale sang from the nearby tree. I wondered what that boy is like. Does he love soccer or riding bikes? Or the girl down my street who looks different from me? Does she want a friend too? Maybe someone like me? Then the nightingale from the outside tree began to sing so softly sweet. Brothers and sisters, we shall be stars of one sky, leaves of one tree. Last night I had a dream that my skin was black like a midnight sea. My outside had changed, but my inside was me, and a nightingale sang from the nearby tree. I held up my hand in the moonlight's gleam. It could have been black, or brown, or even green. In the moonlight, the colors looked the same. The only difference was in their names. Then the nightingale from the outside tree began to sing so softly sweet. Brothers and sisters, we shall be stars of one sky, leaves of one tree. The morning light shines in so bright. I look out my window to the tree outside, where the little bird had warbled its song, where dreams of peace danced all night long. I can't believe what I see outside. Leaves of every hue gleam bright, rainbows of branches, ribbons of light, because of the song that was sung through the night. But now the nightingale in the clear light of day begins to sing, and I join it and say, brothers and sisters, we shall be stars of one sky, leaves of one tree. Brothers and sisters, we shall be. We are the colors of humanity, like flowers of one meadow, like leaves of one tree. We sing together. You and me.
That was lovely. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
And now we'll take a short break.